Welcome to The Woods. The Woods is a podcast for those leaving traditional religious beliefs in search of true connection and personal growth. You may be here because you've had to leave the church village you've always known. Maybe you've stumbled upon us in search of something bigger, but also like you're kind of freaked out because you think you're going to hell now. Am I going to hell? I'm Lindsay Bogardo.
I'm Lauren Moffitt. Together, we're setting up camp with a warm fire to build a community with others who are also finding their way to the woods. The topics that are off limits in the village are welcome here in the woods. We're so glad you're here.
Gay marriage.
Gay.
Engagement. Is that what you were trying to say?
No, I don't know
what
I was
saying. We are doing part two right now. So if you haven't heard part one, it'll make more sense if you listen to that, but you can jump in here. You can jump in anywhere in the woods.
It's a good part.
It's wild and free, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have just proposed. The kids have just proposed. You and I are now headed to one of our favorite hotels in downtown Indy.
You didn't know where we were going.
That's right.
But yes, we were.
Called Bottle Works.
Yes.
It's a Coca-Cola factory that has been redesigned to be a hotel, and it's kind of Art Deco 1920s vibes.
Yeah, we stayed there together. That was also part of my test run, was we stayed at Bottle Works that first night. And then we went to, July, we stayed at Bottle Works.
Right.
And you were happy as a fucking clam.
I love Bottle Works.
Yeah. So I got like...
sponsorship from Bottle Works. I'm totally kidding.
I had champagne like brought to the room, and that car... So just a callback to when we got there is... this was back in July when I did my dry run, is they had a card out with the champagne, and I thought the card was going to say congratulations on your engagement. So I grabbed the card, and you were like, where'd that card go? And I'm like, what card? And you're like, the card.
That's what happened to the card.
I thought there was no idea what you're talking about. Dude, there was a card right here. I'm like, boo, I really think you're like out of it.
I thought there was a ghost. And then I thought, I am in a separate dimension. My brain is broken.
I know.
And the whole time you were being sneaky sneaks.
I was.
Okay, so now it's December. It's 6 months later, because you know I'm obsessed with this hotel. I mean, anytime... Yeah. Somebody's like, do you want to meet up at Bottle Works? I'm like, yes.
You would love it. And we picked out our bands there.
That's right.
Meryl Fine came to town
on a trunk show. Mm-hmm. And they were at Bottle Works. And so good memories all around. Yep. So, okay. I want to share from my point of view, because this was crazy.
Okay.
We drive down there, and I already know we're going to have a blast. I am primed for excitement and fun and playfulness.
You're like, I think I know where we're going.
And you're like, we're going to Country Inn and Suites, baby. So we get down there, and, you know, they have a lot of different types of rooms, and we get to the counter, and they check us in, normal day, nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. We go up to the room, normal door, normal room, everything. That door opens, and I can see clear through almost what it feels like five hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. This space is huge, and that is the moment when I realized you had gotten... the suite. What is it called?
The penthouse.
The penthouse suite. There is a pool table, y'all. There is a huge patio for like 60 people. Mm-hmm. There is a living room. Mm-hmm. There are two bathrooms. Mm-hmm. The bedroom is probably the size of four normal hotel rooms. This place, the shock. And we should say Nikki went ahead of us and her team and filled this place with flowers, candles,
chocolate,
food,
decorations. They had music. The soundtrack that I built for you was like playing.
Can y'all imagine this moment?
And I was surprised too, because I had no idea what it was going to look like.
That's right. That's right. So all your senses, you're like, I am in a movie set. What is happening right now? So we just kind of floated around the hotel room.
You stood there. You were just like, you were silent, which is very, very rare.
What are you talking about? I'm never silent. Oh, that's right. You're right.
You were blown away. It was like very vulnerable for you.
I was in shock.
Yeah.
It was insane.
They did such a good job. It was magical.
So we kind of look around. You have one of my favorite like things that we say to each other.
You're my holiday.
You're my holiday.
Yeah.
On a chalkboard.
Mm-hmm.
Food, cheese, chocolate. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoy that for a few minutes. And then I'm like starting to get anxious. Why am I getting anxious in the penthouse suite? All my needs are being met. And I realize, oh my gosh, y'all, I have to plan an engagement like this now. And I have to go through all this strain. I have to hide it from Lauren, but now she double knows it's coming. Mm-hmm. It was not good. I was feeling very stressed. And you could tell I was starting to like not be present.
Yeah. I was like, what's going on? It's like, I'm like, you don't have to be planning this. This is for you. Like we're enjoying this moment.
And I'm like, well, it feels weird. I'm wearing my ring. You're not wearing yours. Are we engaged? Like, I haven't proposed to you. Now I need to come up with something. And my plans were all around Christmas. The best plans I had were for Christmas engagement. So I'm like, now I have 2 weeks to get the... I mean, it was just... I started to not enjoy myself. Yeah. So you said... What did you say to me?
I was like, just propose to me now. And you were like, I can't. I don't have the ring. And I was like... I brought it with me because I figured we might have a moment like this. And I wanted you to be able to, if you wanted to propose, that you could.
Yes. And then you're like, I'm going to pee. And when I come back, you propose. And Lauren pees in about 10 seconds. So I take the ring, y'all. She's in one of the two bathrooms. And I'm just literally running like a cartoon character. Like who's like caught in a loop. Like, what do I do? I'm like looking at my clothes. I'm like, do I look okay? What am I doing? Oh, blah, blah. And of course I had written down what I would say like 2 years ago. So I have it all written out. So I'm like searching my notes for like proposal information, proposal vows. What am I saying? So I pull that up and they're banging. Obviously they're just as good as the day I wrote them. So I'm like, this is completely applicable. This won't work.
Applicable.
So you come back down, you sit down at the couch. We clear out all the food, all the tables. There's just, guys, there's stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I got to move this, I got to move that, I got to move this, I got to move that. You sit down. I get down on my knee. I pull up my phone notes. And then I realized, of course, Lindsay, you wrote an entire book of things to say. You didn't have three cute liners, one-liners. You have like paragraphs. I'm like, and away we go. And I'm thinking as I'm looking at you, I'm like starting to feel the weight of the moment, the somberness of the, and the intensity and the beauty of the moment. And my brain cannot hold a single line from my notes. So I'm looking at you and I'm like, hey, Lauren, paragraph one, the day we met, and I have to like read the paragraph. I can't even remember what
it's like.
It was so intense. So I said the lines that I knew really mattered. And you said,
I do.
What did you?
Will you marry me? Yes.
Yes. Of course.
Yes.
You were also like, I need to think about it. I'm not sure. And then we had this sweet moment. And we're like, oh my gosh, we're just basking in this moment. We're actually engaged. This is wild. Knock, knock, knock. What is happening? Our friend, who is awesome, prepared a surprise for us that was 15 minutes early. So we are still like wiping our tears.
Well, she didn't know you were going to propose to me there.
We didn't know we were going to propose.
So
it was very intense. The air is thick with love, connection, beauty. And this stranger is knocking on the door and she's like, I'm here to do a sound bath for you, which is actually really rad. If you haven't done a sound bath, sound waves are cool.
Yeah.
Super sweet, very kind. So she's like coming in and we're still like in the last moment. But she comes in and sets up and she's like, we're going to do a sound bath. I'm like, this is pretty rad. What a cool moment. We're both musicians. Like, this is going to be cool. And it was. And so we put on our matching Christmas pajamas, which Lauren packed, which was brilliant. And so we're in like the Buffalo check, red and black, like tops and bottoms, which was super cute. We lay down on the bed. We're kind of holding hands. The sound bath is a bunch of bowls, big bowls that are set up. And she's going to start making noise, which is, I just think it's the coolest thing. Such a cool idea. And she starts and y'all ever hear a sound that triggers your guts, your innards?
Where you want to poop?
Yeah. So Lauren's laying there and she looks over at me and she's like, I'm going to poop my pants. The sound waves, you know, they're waves of, they're pushing energy through you.
I've got about 30 seconds and then I'm going to have to tell this lady, I have to excuse myself. I'll be back. And I'm like, we're in like the glow of being engaged. We're holding hands, but I'm like squeezing your hand. And then she switched bowls. So we were in the clear.
She switched out of that low D or whatever noise that was. B flat minor. And all was well with the world. And we had this sweet moment. And it was really cool. And then that night we just kind of got to sit in the magic of all of it because it was winter too. So we went outside for a little bit. It was chilly, came back in. And it was just, it was such a memorable day. I remember the next morning waking up and you know how the day after like a party, everything is still there, but the party's over. So like some of the energy's gone, but everything's still there. I woke up and I looked around. I'm like, oh my gosh, this really happened.
It was hard to leave.
We really didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you're like, let's stay another day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That would have been nice to live in that space. So mm-hmm. we pack up, we get in the car and we're like, wow, all this happened. It feels like we're in a dream, like a fog. And we come home and we realize, oh my gosh, the kids don't know that I have already proposed to Lauren. This feels a little bit like I felt shy all of a sudden or just kind of like, they expected me to do like a bam, 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 bam.
Which is
the doves are flying. The parade's starting. The fireworks are going off and Lindsay's on a big platform with a tuxedo on, mm-hmm. like something crazy.
Mm-hmm. Which is true of you in general.
I would totally do that mm-hmm. under normal circumstances. Mm-hmm. But, you know, double engagement, you don't know what's, anything could happen. So we come home and we decide, like, let's give it a day or two, don't we?
No, what we told him that night.
Oh, we did tell him that? Oh, we wish we had given it a day or two.
We wish we
did. So what happened that night? We were sitting over dinner over some chicken nuggets.
And we were both feeling shy about it because it was still pretty fresh for us. And
vulnerable.
Both of the ways that we proposed to each other were probably our most vulnerable way. It was very vulnerable for me to do all of those things for you.
Like a big pomp and circumstance. And it was vulnerable for me
to just be you.
Yeah. I don't
there
have any.
There was no pomp and circumstance. I didn't even know what you said. Pomp and circumstance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't have any fireworks or anything behind me.
It was just you. So.
Yeah. It still feels vulnerable right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were in our own process and our kids didn't know it. So then we were kind of shy about telling them. And then they were like, so you're not going to propose to mom like she did to you, which was like a huge like knife in your chest.
She's like, okay. She did all that for you and you just got down on your knee.
Yeah. And then it was like, well, they were like, well, at least we have the wedding to look forward to. And then we were like, this fucking sucks.
That felt like a punch in the gut because they really couldn't understand the dynamic that was. And why would they? They're kids. They made perfect sense. So then we both cried for a couple of days.
Yeah, more of the story. If you have kids, give yourself an extra day.
Yeah,
and you're tell them when you want.
Yeah, and yeah, it just didn't. It really didn't hit well. That was like the first thing that happened when we got home. People were like, "Ugh, that's it."
Yeah,
that's all the celebration.
It's like a true kid. It's a true kid fashion.
Totally.
Ugh.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we moved through that and we're like, okay, we cried about it. We moved through our like, because we wanted it to be a family affair. And then we wanted just for us to have a moment too. And I think the kids too wanted everything to be family. We've had to talk about like our wedding in the future too. And like, it's probably not going to be a big, mm-hmm. bar, 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 bar. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be quiet mm-hmm. and we want them to be involved. But you know, you're kind of shepherding your kids through these moments and making sure they feel seen and heard mm-hmm. and connected because mm-hmm. it's their family too.
100%.
So that's the tension. It's not just two people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right after that, then we're getting closer to Christmas and you decided to go ahead and go get infected with COVID. She didn't decide, y'all. That was the worst. And this was COVID like variant two where you were on your back for 11 days with a fever.
Yeah. So it was, you know.
So it was like, I'm so glad to be engaged. So that the day that you got COVID, I remember we were still fresh engaged and we're like, let's give you a little test just to make sure. Both lines come up immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, and then I had this moment of like, I can't be around you. Oh my gosh, I got to go. I got to go put on a mask. Somehow I didn't get COVID through that from you, which is wild, y'all. Think about, we're like, you were probably 3 days into your infection and I still didn't get it. So then all through Christmas, this all happened on December 12th. So from December 12th through January 1st, we were engaged, then upset that our kids weren't excited that we were engaged, then COVID ridden.
Mm-hmm.
So then you went through 11 days of COVID where I was like, if I lose my fiance.
Yeah, no Christmas. And, you know,
tough.
We had to, I don't know. There's a part of it for me where it was like, there's always growing with each other. There's always growing in relationships. There was like growing mm-hmm. moments for us even in that. And I loved that both of us had these vulnerable moments with each other. And one of my buddies down the street, because I was kind of grieving how it went down. And she was like, you know, you can bask in, because if people kept asking us like, oh my God, are you just so happy? Are you like basking in all the love? And we're like, it's been a shit show.
Yeah. We're like, yeah, that one day was awesome. And then everything was horrible.
Yeah. So we had to kind of change up how we like savored the moment, and had to recreate that on the back end of how we were going to feel connected and feel close and celebrate us being engaged, and had to kind of rewrite it too. Yeah. On the other end.
Yeah. So we're like now basking. Yeah. 7 months later, we're like, isn't it so nice we're engaged?
Yeah. It's true.
Sometimes we go to restaurants and I still tell like the host, I'm like, we are newly engaged.
It's
like,
very
oh
fun.
My gosh, can we bring you a dessert?
It's true. You just did that a little bit ago.
We did. That's real, y'all. So it is, it's like we're taking our own process kind of one day at a time.
I think
and
too.
And enjoying it.
Yeah. You know, for other people that are, I don't know, thinking about getting engaged or on the aftermath, I think people don't really talk about like the aftermath of proposal and how vulnerable it is, and, you know, the experience that it is for like for you and me. Like he looked it up online. I'm like, do people feel like sad after proposals, or do things get stressful after proposals? And the answer is a big resounding yes.
Well, you're planning too.
Right.
There's so much that you got to plan out. Right. Then you're like, most people are then like, okay, where's the wedding? What's our budget? What's my dress?
When's
what's
the date?
So yeah. That was the other thing, is people start to ask right away what the date was. And we're like, y'all, we have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we still don't know. We're working it out. We'll probably go on an adventure somewhere.
Probably. Yeah. So it just never ends in the woods, making a commitment to each other, deciding what you want to do. And I love how wild and free it is.
To do it the way we want to do it.
I love it.
So it's very different than the other times you've been engaged. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
100%. I had to practice getting down on one knee. That's not easy.
Well, you're like a little baby giraffe.
Yeah.
So a lot can happen.
From the top
with your lanky legs.
Well, and the photographer, when she was like, you guys just bump back and forth together. And I fell over.
She fell into a hole at the park. She fell.
That's an embarrassing photo. But, you know, it's just the whole part of it. I just loved how I don't know, just it's a big jump off of a cliff in the way that you want it to be. It was rad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I love that.
Good moments.
So we're like living wild in the woods. We're figuring out our next steps, where we want to get married, what we want that to look like, who we want to have there.
Do
we
want everybody? Right?
Yeah. Let's get married in a church. And then let's have a very dry reception with paper, crepe paper, ribbons. So does that sound, you look thrilled.
That sounds great.
But we're going to figure, I bet we'll go on a big wild adventure somewhere in the woods somewhere.
Yeah.
If y'all have ideas for where we should go.
That's a good idea.
Hit us up.
Where should we go?
We're thinking Alaska.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think. And that's our engagement story.
It is.
Is there anything else that you think is really important to talk about when it comes to getting engaged in the woods? Do it your way, baby.
I think that's the most beautiful experience, is to do it your way. It was awesome.
Even when everybody looks at us and they're like, wait, huh? You both proposed? Wait, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
We love that moment.
We do love that
moment. This has been a big lesson. The engagement experience was a big lesson for me in doing things the way that I really wish to do them. And whatever people think, it's like a 2-second tension. And then you get to like go on with your life. If they're like, I don't get it. How'd you do it? And we tell them, they're like, oh,
okay.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really an exercise for both of us as a couple to do things the way that we wanted to do it, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, I did not ask your dad for his blessing. So
and I did not ask your dad.
I hope that
we are in our 30s and 40s. So
good standing.
I think we're in good standing.
I'm just kidding. They love us.
I gotta say, when I look back on like the last year and the ring planning and the engagement planning and the way that we went about things, I'm really proud of us. I'm really proud that even though we had to kind of deal with tension with, you know, our families, the kids, even the vendors of the rings and the photographers and all this kind of stuff, even just for the engagement, I'm really proud that we said we're going to follow our own authentic path here. That's the point of being in the woods, isn't it? To be wild, to do things the way that you want to do them. There's no morality here. We're using this as an opportunity to really express ourselves. And I feel safest. I'm learning to feel safe when I express myself versus I only feel safe when I follow the rules in the village. Now it's, I actually feel more safe and free when I'm true to myself.
I love that. I think for me, being the female that proposed,
yeah,
there is such, I actually felt grief for all the women that don't propose because it's such a confidence experience. And it was more for, I mean, honestly, it's for you, but it was also for me to be able to commit to somebody and to say like, I love you and I want to demonstrate and care for you and show you that I love you. And I'm making this commitment, not just to you, but also to myself. So I remember saying this to a few people, I actually feel grief that more, you know, if you're in a hetero relationship, if you wanted to do it, that a lot of times you don't even get the option to do it because
it's not part of the game.
It's just
baby.
Not part of the game or yep. what status quo is. So I loved for myself that I was able to really, be that vulnerable and to show you how much I loved you and to make that commitment and to make it in front of my children and that they were a part of it. So to yeah. me, the texture of that was beautiful.
I just love living in the woods with you and mm-hmm. writing everything the way that we want to write it. What mm-hmm. an adventure. Mm-hmm. Like seriously. And I feel safe because I'm known with you mm-hmm. and people get to that are in the woods with me really know me. Mm-hmm. I'm not playing a game.
Mm-hmm. I love that part too.
So we're still celebrating our engagement 7 months later. We are taking our merry time. Thanks for listening to our story. It's really close to our hearts. We know a lot of you have asked us about it. So we want to make sure to put it on here so you could hear straight from the horse's mouth. Mouths, plural. Until next time, you can find us wild and free
in the woods.
Hey, if you love being in the woods with us, make sure to follow wherever you're listening so you don't miss an episode. And share this with somebody that you know might need to hear this, especially if they're planning a wedding. You can also go to thewoodspodcast.com. We will be sharing resources and updates with you this season.